Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much to you as our Patreon subscribers and supporters. We are so grateful to have you and to offer you these little gifts of bonus episodes. So, I want to be able to talk to you today about an organization that some of you may have already heard about. It's a cult that got its start on TikTok. It's called 7M. There was recently a multi-part series about this organization, docuseries. And what I found so interesting about this docuseries and disturbing, not just interesting, was how there is so much proof of wrongdoing by the group, by the leader, and still no justice for the families, for the former members. And it really highlights, almost more importantly than any other kind of issue, the limitations of our court system, the limitations of the law in protecting people. So let's talk about the 7M TikTok cult, which also highlights how groups can recruit and make their money in nearly every way. There was this show on TV called Dancing for the Devil, the 7M TikTok cult. TikTok dancers joined a management firm tied to a church, uncovering disturbing truths about the founder's sinister agenda eventually. And this docuseries really highlights the founder's agenda. So the documentary features former dancers who were part of 7M Films and family members of those still involved. You can actually still see their videos online. The parents and sisters of Miranda Derrick, specifically, who is still affiliated with 7M and still in what is called the Shekinah Church, which is the organization that 7M was born out of, are all interviewed. And Shin, this pastor, whose last name is Shin, S-H-I-N-N, is the founder of Shekinah Church. He is associated with several businesses, some of which are named in the civil lawsuit filed by former dancers and members of the church that was just filed in 2023. And so, former dancers and members of Shekinah Church filed a civil lawsuit against Shin, 7M, Shekinah, and other named defendants. The lawsuit alleges that Shin and other defendants subjected people to brainwashing, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, manipulation, and exploitation. Shekinah is a cult, the lawsuit states, a cult that engages in egregious and despicable illegal behavior. The filing was part of an ongoing lawsuit that began when Shin sued two former members of his church and moderators of social media accounts that were posting about him and Shekinah Church in October 2022. All have denied the allegations against them. All the people who were named in the lawsuit as plaintiffs joined the 2023 counterclaim as defendants, along with former 7M dancers. A woman named Lydia Chung sued Shin and several other defendants in 2009 for forcing her to turn over $3.8 million in property and other assets through undue influence and mind control, coercive persuasion, oppression, and other intimidating tactics, all in the name of God, she says.